Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. We have a jam-packed full hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio to kick us off is Bob Flounders. He's a Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bob, how you doing?
Good. Excited to fly into Cedar Rapids, as always. It's actually a fun little area. Iowa City's great, so, and their crowds. There's a reason why that's a home field advantage whenever Iowa's at home. It's a real neat atmosphere.
It's a great one at night, too. And Ross the Boss, Ross Tucker, is joining us for quarter number one and the rest of the show. Ross, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's so true. There are certain stadiums and certain places that just look awesome at night and feel electric, and I was one of them.
Yeah, and they,
it doesn't seem the same at all when they play a noon game against Northwestern.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when it's a night game, it's like, wow, that place. I think they have like brighter lights than the other schools.
They know how to tailgate, and I don't mean that like crazy tailgate. They really enjoy just the whole day, and the crowds largely very respectful at night. You have the Children's Hospital, and also the way it's situated, there's not a lot of sidelines, so literally Penn State looks behind them and the fans are like right there. So it's, and you also have to deal with the pink locker rooms, which I'm not sure psychologically what that means, but they're pink for a reason.
Georgia's another one, Ross, at night, a night game at Georgia in Athens.
That was incredible.
I've experienced a night game between the hedges in Athens. It is absolutely spectacular, and Penn State does very, very well for itself in a night game as well, especially when they put a whiteout together. All right, let's get rolling. We got a full hour for you. News and notes are going to kick us off. Tucker's Tape brought to you by GoPSURV.com. That'll be quarter number two. We've got your questions and his answers. Quarter three is Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter number four, we'll give you our preview, picks, and maybe some bowl predictions for Penn State's road game at Iowa.
Some of us will make some bold predictions.
I have a bold prediction this week.
Is it bold?
Good.
I think it might be bold. We'll let Ross judge. You got to stick around and get that at the end of the show. All right, let's start off with some news and notes. We got a lot to get to. Ross, I just wanted to get the incident earlier this week where Jonathan Sutherland received a letter from a certain Penn State fan who was a 1966 grad. James responded to it. It got out on social media. Antonio Shelton posted, not Jonathan. Antonio Shelton was the first one to post it that I saw. And then James responded to it, and Antonio responded to it. I wanted to get your take.
Jonathan also responded.
He did.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, quickly, I would just say I think that there are other older people that probably feel the way that the guy that wrote that letter felt. There's a lot of people, I think, that visually don't like long hair, tattoos, etc.
The chains.
I think a lot of them don't say it publicly.
Right.
But he stood by it. Like, it wasn't anonymous. He put his name to it. He stood by it. So more power to him. That's how he feels. I think reasonable minds can disagree or debate whether or not it's quote unquote racist.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of people over 70 years of age that probably feel similarly, no matter what race the person is. And I just thought Franklin, the way he described it and handled it, was flawless. And that is one of my favorite things about football, being an NFL locker room, in my experience, right? Even college, being an NFL locker room, guys from all over the country, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic, different ethnicities, different hair and tattoos or no tattoos or whatever, but we're all sacrificing for each other for a common goal. To me, a football team, a football locker room is how our whole country should be or used to be, or I don't know, but it should be all of us together, no matter what. Nobody really cares. Everybody just cares, can he play or not? Can he help us? And is he doing everything he can to try to help us win? So I thought Franklin, honestly, I had a guy tell me who works in politics that Franklin could have a career in politics if he wanted it. This guy works for CNN based on how James answered that.
Excellent. All right, let's keep moving on. The 2020 Penn State season opener has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada is no longer the first game on the schedule. It is going to be the Kent State Flash Fast. Golden Flashes are going to be the home opener for Penn State. They played them last year in 2018.
It never really goes very well for Kent State when they come to Beaver Stadium, and it's not going to go well next year. But yeah, they changed it up. I think Nevada, there was something about the SEC, and you know, it's instead of one. By the way, Nevada did beat Purdue, but it's different when you got to travel. Instead of one beating, they're going to get another one, and the same goes for Kent State. AJ, also, you know, I think since we last talked and made it official, I think the whiteout game for Michigan is going to be at night, 7:30 kick, I believe. There was a lot of talk that it might actually be a day game, maybe a noon kick, 3:30 kick. But if there's anyone out there that hasn't heard, you can definitely make plans to have an awesome tailgating day. Penn State Michigan will be a night primetime whiteout, the whole nine yards. It should be pretty incredible.
All right, let's keep.
I think Nevada's better than Kent State. I don't know that that's so. They replaced Kent State with Nevada or the opposite.
It was going to be Nevada. Nevada had an issue, and so it's going to be Kent State.
Penn State would win either way, but Nevada, I think, could at least scare them a little more than Kent State would.
When Micah Parsons and Brandon Smith are running around in that backfield next year, we'll see who gets scared.
All right, let's keep moving on with our news and notes. It's got to be hard at this point to be overly critical of this defense, but earlier this week, I don't know what James was doing, but he said creating turnovers was one of the things this group could do better. What do you think? I mean, they have 7 turnovers in 5 games. They got 4 picks and 3 fumble recoveries. I don't know. Is 7 in 5 games
10
not
sacks,
good
I mean.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. 7 in 5 games?
7 in 5 games.
I mean, yeah,
they've played terrible teams.
Closer to about 2 a game would be, I think, ideal.
Okay.
But, I mean, you shut out Maryland in the home opener. You pretty much squashed Purdue like a bug. Great goal line stand that won the game against Pittsburgh. I think he's split. He's picking a little bit, but I'm sure there's always a method to what James has to say.
I was going to say, this seems like a method.
It would not surprise me if in the next couple of games you see them get 3 or 4 turnovers just because he knows how to push their buttons.
Yeah, I mean, I thought those 2 interceptions against Maryland were pretty darn timely and pretty good, and they were.
How about the John Reed interception against Buffalo?
Yeah.
You want to talk about timely and important.
Yeah.
But they usually happen. Sometimes turnovers happen in bunches, and they also usually happen when you're getting pressure on the quarterback. How many did they get against Purdue?
Turnovers?
Yeah.
I think they had one.
One.
Yeah, so it's a little surprising, actually, that they didn't get a couple more picks or forced fumbles. You know, when you get 10 sacks, usually at least one of those is a strip sack.
Yeah.
By the way, did I see somewhere that Penn State's number one in college football in sacks now?
Sacks per game, I think, average. Sacks per Everything's game per average. Game now, but yeah.
Right. But how crazy is that? You know, we're just complaining. Right. And I said, talking with some Penn State folks, they say, yeah, sometimes those things come in bunches. And last year we started off slow and all of a sudden, and then boom, we are.
A 10-bagger will do it for you every time. Ask the Atlanta Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals. A 10-bagger is tough to overcome.
Well, the interesting thing is the last time, James threw a little shade at the defensive line.
Yeah.
And look what their response was.
Well, and just real quick, I mean, and Ross, you can speak to this. We have a little bit of time.
We do.
Shaka Toney is now officially a grown man. He was always a good player in flashes. The 2017 game at Northwestern, he took over. You didn't see it really the rest of the year. Last year in the fourth quarter at Indiana, he took the game over with a 4-sack quarter. Now you're seeing a relentless, bigger, stronger player taking advantage of the fact that Etor's on the other side, and his first step is just a problem. I don't think it's going to really matter who they play. He's just athletically going to be a problem.
Well, segment 2 is Tucker's tape.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Looking ahead to the Iowa game based on the Purdue game. So that's what they call a tease in the business, Bob. I didn't even know.
I swear I didn't
know. Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot to say about Shaka Toney. I agree with you, and I'll expand upon that. I know Andy has 17 more things he wants to try to get in here in 3 minutes in news and notes.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. drink blue and light. It's quarter number one of our show this week. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, I'm Andy Shea. Note number 15 of 34 I have for you guys as we move forward. I want to ask you about, as Penn State's getting ready to play Nate Stanley and the Iowa quarterback, he was not necessarily very good last week. I wanted to get each of your thoughts. Is there a little bit of product maybe possibly of this defense because of the quarterback play? I mean, Idaho, we can't talk about it. Pickett had a pretty good game. He had almost a career game.
Buffalo
for him.
Kid had a really, really nice maybe 35 minutes.
He did okay in spots for a redshirt freshman, but other than, you know, Maryland quarterback play was bad. Purdue quarterback play was bad. Idaho, everything was bad. I mean, they're allowing 190 yards a game. They've given up four touchdowns all year. Three of them are passing touchdowns. And after five games, the teams don't have 1,000 yards passing. Is part of this defense a quarterback product, or is that just a byproduct of them being that good?
Real quick, Ross, I'll turn it over to you. I mean, what they did at Maryland against when they have a lot of athletes, Maryland does. I mean,
they do.
The running back, the receivers, I know the quarterback, they took the quarterback out of the game right away. They hit him, two interceptions. But I think a lot of people expected Maryland to get some points on Penn State. And not only did they not get any points, they just got smacked around.
I think that the only good quarterback they've gone against so far is Pickett. And Jackson from Maryland really struggled in that game. But and then Purdue had their backup in who was okay. He was running for his life.
Oh, my gosh. He was running for his
life. Jake Plummer had to tweet like during the game, he's not my kid. That was amazing. But look, Penn State deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You know, they're still playing Big Ten teams. They still have 85 scholarships. The numbers are what they are, and they're very impressive. There's no way around it.
Last minute before we get out, Bob, the four running backs, it continues to look a little different every game. There's a little, you know, with four guys, you're going to have a little up, a little down. But you now have a strong thought on a little bit more clarity on the running back
position. I just think that in bigger games, you just can't afford to keep doing this. After five games, if I had to rank them, 1 and 1A it's Brown Kane. I think Devin Ford's third, and I think Ricky Slade's fourth. I just think that Noah Kane to play like that as a true freshman. You can't tell me he's got to be the 4-minute offense guy, and he's got to be the goal line guy.
Yeah, and we'll get to a little bit more of that with you, Ross, in quarter number two. Lastly, anything Sean doesn't throw it around, I'm not going to quote him, but he said Penn State had its best week of practice this week. I think there's some value in that. Do you?
Yeah, I don't think he would have said that. I think he's pretty good. He's a sharp kid. I think that if he said it, he meant it, and I think that bodes well for Penn State.
All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Coming up, Tucker's Tape. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.